USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. At the Vatican in Rome, Pope Francis celebrates Christmas Eve with a mass at St. Peter's Basilica. In the United States, last-minute Christmas shoppers taking advantage of holiday bargains. Don't look at your 401k if you don't want to ruin your Christmas holiday. Stocks nosedive during the short Christmas Eve session that ends at 1 p.m. Eastern. At the closing bell, the Dow down 653 points to close at 21,792. The Nasdaq down 140 and the S&P 500 down 65 points. So will it be a white Christmas? Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Rain drenching the West Coast. Heavy snow hits the Sierra and Rockies. Forecasters say the storm will make its way into the Southwest tomorrow, bringing heavy rains and snows to parts of Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Personal finance website WalletHub ranking the best cities in America to spend Christmas. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Christmas is one of the most popular holidays in the United States and also one of the most expensive, as Americans are projected to spend up to $720 billion over the holiday season. WalletHub did a study where they talked about the best places for Christmas celebrations. WalletHub analyst Jill Gonzalez.
They really are all over the place. A lot of the major cities near the top of the list. Dallas came in at number 10, then even more west, Seattle at 9, Chicago 8, Los Angeles at 7, and San Francisco at 6. So you can already see the West Coast is doing pretty well here. And then bringing it back to the East Coast for most of the top 5, Pittsburgh ranked number 5, then Atlanta at 4, New York City at 3, Las Vegas at 2, and number 1 was Orlando.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A health warning to tell you about. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, warning about ground turkey meat. There's continued concerns about a salmonella outbreak across the country. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports now from Washington, D.C.
The CDC reporting more than 200 people have been sickened from the salmonella outbreak in 38 states linked to raw turkey. At least one person has died in California. The bacteria has been found in live turkeys, turkey products, and turkey pet food. The illness has led to at least one recall from a Jenny O plant in Wisconsin. The CDC is recommending you make sure turkey is thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA Radio Entertainment News now, the King of Atlantis wins the holiday box office by beating out a Transformer and a Magical Nanny. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Aquaman, the latest DC superhero film from Warner Brothers, nabbed $67.4 million on the three-day weekend in North America. That gives the undersea hero the U.S. box office crown for the weekend and adds to the film's already huge global total. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns took second place in the weekend box office with a $22.2 million haul. The sequel to the 1964 Disney classic, which stars Emily Blunt as a magical nanny, has so far made $51.3 million around the world. Paramount's Bumblebee, the next installation of the Transformers franchise, nabbed $21 million in the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.